The Texas Tribune released one of its regular polls by a group at UT Austin, and it shows that while Trump's in great shape with Republican voters in Texas, he has a problem with those who call themselves independents, with 60% of them saying they wouldn't vote for him if voting today. Given I don't think there are a lot of actual independents, I don't see that figure mattering much unless for some reason the vote were to tighten up in Texas. Among independents who are liberal, they'll vote for the liberal. Those who are not will vote for Trump, and a bit of both will sit it out. What was most interesting in the poll was the number set for the U.S. Senate seat held by John Cornyn. Cornyn gets a good job rating from only 37% of the 1,200 registered voters polled between 31 May and 9 June. 34% of those polled said Cornyn was doing a bad job, and a whopping for a longtime incumbent, 29% haven't formed an opinion. To some degree, I would say the large no opinion number on Cornyn is because this was not a poll of likely voters, but of all registered voters, which means a bunch of them don't know who Cornyn is or even what the U.S. Senate is. Likely voters is the group to look to, but having said that, I think that of the 34% rating Senator Cornyn poorly, there's probably a good number of conservatives disappointed in his seeming fecklessness in moving Trump's agenda. To bolster my opinion about how many know-nothing or know-little voters were polled, fewer than half those polled were able to give an opinion, good or bad, on Speaker Dennis Bondlen, likely because they've never heard of the man. Oh, and Dan Patrick's negative rating was lower than Cornyn's negative, making the senator up for re-election the lowest-rated major top-of-the-ballot statewide Republican at the moment. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.